Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
As most of our listeners know, we've been running a Keto crowdfunding campaign to raise funds and capital to produce Season 2. We'd like to take a few seconds to thank all our contributors to help us raise enough capital to be able to produce Season 2. The campaign is still on with the link in the description below. If you like the content we're putting out through this podcast, help us sustain this and support us through our crowdfunding campaign on Keto. Hello and welcome to our bonus episode. I hope you guys have been enjoying Season 1. And before we jump into Season 2, we have this great episode lined up for you.
Woohoo!
So my name is Isha Bajaj and I'm your host. And we are Good for Construction podcast. So today our episode is super exciting because we're collaborating with Ishan Dixit of Chai Gate of the India Design Project, which is again like a really interesting blog / company scene happening. And today we'll be talking about a very important issue. It's admission time and both parents and students are literally running from pillar to post, you know, giving entrance exams, NID, MIT, symbiosis, this, that. And Ishan actually raised a very important question on his Instagram stories, which kind of caught my attention. And I responded and we kind of got into a conversation and we're like, you know what? It'll be great to kind of collaborate and use this platform to talk about what you introduced.
Yeah. Actually, I was quite impressed with what you initiated, Isha. See, Chai Gate or the India Design Project, it is a dream of one of our great mentors, late Professor M.P. Ranjan. And while sitting one day at Chai Gate at NID, we had this conversation that so many design schools, so many students, but, you know, it's difficult for all the professors and all the people to, you know, visit every place. So how to, you know, spread that information? So I really appreciate that you initiated very parallel thing, you know, as design for the architecture community. And good to collaborate.
So Ishan, can you tell me a little bit more about Chai Gate? What is Chai Gate? Because I think people outside Ahmedabad, like me, we have no idea what is Chai Gate.
Not many people know. We initiated the India Design Project around 2.5 years back.
Mm-hmm.
The Chai Gate concept
is the origin of the name.
So we named the initiative the India Design Project.
Uh-huh.
And earlier the blog name was the India Design Project .wordpress.
Yeah.
One fine day we just had a discussion that where exactly this feeling of collaborativeness without any boundary of discipline. Like at Chai Gate, at NID, you will see architects sitting together, you will see designers, design students, professors. On a cup of chai, you'll have discussions about political science, you'll have discussion on urban design. There's nothing like a classroom, so it's multidisciplinary people sitting together. Then suddenly we realize that, you know, we are taking these things for granted. You know, sometimes, I'm not talking about everybody, but majority of the times we don't feel like, you know, who is sitting next to us. And suddenly you realize, oh my God, you know, some amazing stuff can come out. And I had certain conversations like this. And our guru, Professor M.P. Ranjan, he was always like pushing this thing that, you know, wherever you can learn, you should learn. Wherever you can get the knowledge or spread the knowledge, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Chai Gate means, I mean, the name actually is perfect.
Mm.
So then I got it like this, that chaigate.co. And now I feel very connected to this thing.
So Chai Gate is like a gate at NID.
It's a gate at NID
visualize it for me. Is it like a gate or is it like a space
there are two main gates and you know on the if you are inside from the outside it's the left hand side gate. And it's next to the chai area where there is a person called Lalu who is selling chai for like 2 generations. He's like,
shout out to Lalu,
man. He's like one of the legends. So he's the litmus test of campus, actually. So that way, if you see, I mean, from the very beginning, there's a lot of incidents happen at Chai Gate. If you won't mind, I'll share.
Yeah, sure.
like me and few friends of like us, we were sitting at Chai Gate, and one of the student exchange came back from Milan, I guess, and he was just sharing that Whirlpool is sharing huge amount of money, you know, funding Politecnico di Milano, you know, but we don't get funding. Why we don't get funding?
Yeah.
You know, and there's this at a corner, there's an old gentleman smiling. So I just thought, like, you know, it must be somebody who we must be knowing or alumni.
Yeah.
So I just asked him, so I mean, I would like to know, like, aap kon hai type ka. So then he shared that, son, I'm the Southeast Asia head of Whirlpool Design, graduate of NID. Okay, my name is Suresh Sethi. If you guys need funding, you need to ask for it, and we'll give it to you. And
wouldn't
suddenly,
that easy.
Yeah, everybody was stunned.
Yeah.
The point is, the whole agenda that we realize, and this is one of the stories, the whole agenda that we realize is all of us want information, all of us want to connect.
Yes.
But there are very few parameters or structures or, you know, platforms to connect.
Mm.
So this was one of the issues, you know, like we thought, like, you know, we should make. So I asked Suresh. I went through Suresh's final diploma project at NID, and it's handwritten. And amazingly handwritten. Like
Crazy.
And most of the people do not know about their alumni at campus. And since NID is the oldest design, it has a history of its own.
Yeah.
But we cannot hold design to just NID.
Yeah.
You said you just named five or six design schools. We have 976 design schools that we counted so far.
Wow.
Across India, which provides certificate, diploma, and degree.
Crazy.
So when the field is growing so much,
yeah.
The Indian design family is growing so much, I think we need bigger platforms.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful to you also. You know, I think we all have to collaborate and keep this thing. The new fabric, I say.
Yes.
You know, this is not the first collaboration, and this is not the last collaboration.
Last collaboration, correct. Okay. Very, very nicely said. Yeah. So, Ishan, I think we can talk about where our conversation starts. You actually took a picture of parents sitting at NID, and you're like, you know what? I actually went and spoke to these parents, and they've been misguided, and that's just so wrong. And I resonated with it so much. I was like taken back 6 years when I was looking for admission. I was like, hang on one second, this is still happening? 6 years down the line, this is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that experience and how that worked out.
See, the thing is, recently when I saw NID entrance happening at campus, there were some hundreds of parents sitting at the Chai Gate. And as I, along with few alumni, entered, long hair and all, people actually understand that they are either students or they're alumni, So some of the parents smiled, some of the parents actually, you know, waved.
Yeah.
And one of them actually came, and he is like, are you like student here or are you like alumni?
Yeah.
He asked one of the senior alumni.
Yeah.
And we started having a conversation. And I totally agree to what you said. But now the problem is we have a lot of false information. The problem right now is it's not just that you don't have information. You have so much of false information.
Mm.
And when we were talking to these parents, I just imagine my dad getting all these wrong information, you know, about you know, design, about placement, you know, and belonging to a middle class family. I know it's my dad's saving, you know.
Yes.
I mean, if somebody fools my dad saying that, you know, you put your son in this college and after that he'll be like 70 lakh package for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on kid also.
Yes.
So then I thought, like, okay, let's take it ahead.
Uh-huh.
Now, I had certain points that I wanted to share. And then I had a discussion with few faculties also at campus and outside campus design faculties. But then I opened it all. I opened it for all. Like, you know, like let's all of us throughout the Indian design family should share. What factors do you think? Because all of us have different experiences. And it enriches all of us, you know, in much better way when we share. So me putting my thoughts is like one person, you know, ideology or thought process. But when Isha is sharing her perspective, I'm sharing, then some other people are sharing. The more we share about our experience, we get the idea of bigger picture. Thankfully, we got like hundreds of replies. And I'm trying to compile it and get to know, you know, like the basic factors.
Yeah.
And some of the factors we'll talk today, Yeah, so let's yeah. see.
Yeah, that. Actually, the point where you said that, you know, people misguide, and I think the misguiding starts at an early stage. There are like so many coaching institutes that kind of flood you. You do an inquiry with one, you end up getting inputs from like seven.
Yeah, definitely.
And all of them are like, acha, aap itne paise de do. Hum aapke bachche ko guarantee seat dete hain, all of that stuff. And then starts the process of when you finally give your class 12 exam and then you're like, acha, let's just compile all the colleges, all the names, unka fee structure kya hai. And the thing is, as aware people, as aware professionals, we feel like it's not an elitist profession.
Yeah.
We're not here to serve only the people who can afford it.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves design.
Yes, exactly.
But the institutes are the exact opposite. I mean, they're so expensive. They're so, so expensive.
Yeah.
And people actually think twice, thrice.
But what you said about coaching institutes and all, that is the most scary thing. In my 10 plus 2 or during my 10th standard, this type of fear was generated by IIT coaching centers.
Oh, okay.
That they were like, if you don't come to us, you will not be able to clear.
And
this fear is generated in such a huge level among parents. If you don't send your kids to us. Just look at our listing. Top 10 is from our design coaching. Top 20 is from our design coaching.
But those figures are so skewed. And
that is
wrong.
True. And same person in three different coachings.
So, they're like, I feel like they're very good sales people. They're like, aap dekh lo. Nahi bhejna mat bhejo.
I consider.
But koi guarantee nahi.
I seriously consider them puppy.
Yeah.
Totally. Because there's a reason for that. Because the worst thing that you can do is, you can kill the creativity from the very first day when you tell them that, you know, we'll help you how to get into an ID or any design institute.
Yeah.
We'll teach you exactly what to get inside. We'll make the false portfolio thing.
Yeah.
We'll create a portfolio for you also, which will help you to get inside campus. Now, recently, in last 2 years, when I was talking to a lot of faculties or a lot of teachers who are coming for interviews at different design universities, there's a sudden, you know, surge in false portfolios.
Oh, okay.
In certain interviews, you won't believe, Isha, that there's one portfolio shown by two or three students.
Wow.
The font is same. The pictures are same. The layout is same.
Yeah.
The material is same.
Yeah.
When asked, like, students actually told that, you know, I cannot sketch it again because, you know, my fingers are paining, you know, like this. And then suddenly, you know, with a general conversation, people come to know they are from the same design coachings.
Yeah.
And they charge for making portfolio 50,000, 60,000 rupees.
Yeah.
Love, majority of the NIDians that I know, most of them actually appeared for NID examination or any architecture examination, you know, just by whatever they had, knew, you know, within themselves. So I think even design colleges need to initiate a proper way of entrance. I think long back at NID, there was a discussion that happened to initiate all India design examination.
I heard about that. I've heard about it.
I think I had a conversation on this with, I think, Professor Ranjan and maybe with A. Bala Subramaniam.
Mm-hmm.
He's also one of our reputed and very amazing alumni.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a conversation on this also, that if we have All India Design Education, like entrance exam, that'd be really nice. So,
in fact, I heard of something called SEED for undergraduates.
SEED is for IIT design. Now, the point is, the way we have SEED, I mean, if we just open SEED for all the design colleges also, it's well and good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your percentages are there. And on the basis of those percentages, you get admission. Now, here also, I mean, if you initiate this thing also, and without SEED mark sheet, you cannot enter a college. I think there will be a lot of, you know, less chaos, I should say. Because there are a lot of colleges, design colleges. And I know by fact, who have good collaboration with a lot of design coachings. And I talked to parents, and parents were like, okay, if my son or daughter will not be able to get into an ID, you know, coaching wale ne kaha hai ki wo yahan ya wahan to karwai dega, 100% surety hai. No, I don't understand how come a coaching university can give you a confirmation to get into a design college.
Yeah.
Secondly, in this thing itself, worst thing that happens is some of the coaching students, they don't even appear for that college center exam, and still they get a letter saying that congratulations, you're accepted to in our design college. And this was shared sometime back on India Design Project's Instagram account itself. I just put it up on False Portfolio. Yeah. Somebody shared that her sister did not apply for this college, but she was going to that particular coaching, and she got a letter from college, you know, saying that congratulations, you appeared for the examination, you passed with the flying colors, and we would like to select you for our college. And she's like, I never appeared for it. Yeah, yeah.
This is like a coaching institute mafia scene happening in our country.
Mafia, big mafia.
But if I am a student and I come to you and I'm like, okay, you know what, Ishan, guide me. Hmm. I just gave my 12th exam and I want to get into a design institute. Hmm. Now, I feel like a few things that I went over as a student who was trying to get into design but ended up doing architecture was that, what is design?
Yeah.
What do you mean by design? Mm. Second, am I even fit for it? Mm. Third was that I'm convinced that I want to do design.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
See, first and foremost, I think what design is almost everything.
Mm.
Like one of my senior most alumni once, he just shared at ChaiGate that a mother cooking at home, you know, your food is a designer.
Yeah.
Now, she is a product designer creating food.
Yeah.
She's a strategic design management person deciding which, you know, person in the family eats what and how much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're layman examples. But if you see, this is very, you know, inbuilt in our culture. Mm. Design is almost everything. Now, I think government is also realizing this part.
Mm.
So a lot of IITs are having now, you know, design as a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that you should see, or you should think of, if you want to join design, is almost nothing. If in case you are interested and you feel like you have an inclination towards creating something or, you know, having a mindset which actually helps you to understand things better, design is very much your field. And it's not like we need to not segregate it. At this era, engineering is not complete with design. Engineering is not complete with law. You know, we all are like intermingled subjects. You know, and that fine layer of just studying design as design, it's not there anymore.
It makes no sense.
So mechanical engineers, you know, they are product designers. Just that they work, you know, in the label of mechanical engineers. You know, so I mean, it's that type of air. I think this air is again created by the bourgeois design coaching centers, that this is for the riches, you know, this is for the best people, you know. And I heard this thing from some parents, this thing also, that some coaching centers actually asked the parents, you know, how much do you earn? So will you not be able to teach your son and daughter design? And I told them that it's not right, because all the good colleges, IDC, NID, they have good fellowships, you know, to support your son and daughter. And if it's not that, there are a lot of other support, you know. But the point is, do not kill the dream there itself by telling people that design is for the bourgeois or alumni, and like senior most people, and not for the commoners.
The thing that we were talking about yesterday, about how, you know, we all have this thing where we compartmentalize things. Ki acha, aap design kar rahe ho, toh aap sirf design kar. Graphic kar rahe ho, toh you're only allowed to use your iPad and you're limited to that. But that's not true. Like, you can go into anything. And the nice thing is that professionally, that is happening. Barriers are being broken. And people are kind of breaking the barriers themselves. And they're like, achha, engineering kar liya toh kya ho gaya? You know, architecture kar liya toh kya ho gaya? I can do photography. Like in your case, right? But I feel like that is so far away from when you enter college, right? I mean, it's a whole new journey that you have to take. But what if this was there at the time of admission, right? And I feel like parents are super worried ki acha nahi hamara bachcha kya kar raha hai ki ye banega ki ye banega ki ye banega. So how do you explain it to the parents that, listen, it's okay? As most of our listeners know, we've been running a Keto crowdfunding campaign to raise funds and capital to produce Season 2. We'd like to take a few seconds to thank all our contributors to help us raise enough capital to be able to produce Season 2. The campaign is still on, with the link in the description below. If you like the content we're putting out through this podcast, help us sustain this and support us through our crowdfunding campaign on Getto.
I'll just share what people have shared on this voting that last week. I asked the same question and a lot of people said what actually I totally believe in.
Yeah.
That, you know, see, so for example, in first year, you're not provided with a discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens is whole throughout the year, you learn the basics.
Yeah.
You explore different things from material to color to graphics, you know, to basics of sketching, you know, all those things together.
Yeah.
You get, you know, environmental perception, you go to village, stay there.
Mm.
So all type of flavors you get.
You get a foundation. Yeah.
Foundation for everything. And throughout that, students also explore that what is good for them.
Yeah.
So before joining college, you can have a thing that, you know, that, oh, maybe I like product design or maybe I want to do this thing.
Yeah.
But in this first year, the way the course curriculum has been designed before, it gives you enough space to explore what you actually want to go for. Some design schools follow this thing, some do not. So wherever they don't, they should, because this gives a very clear picture what you want to go for. And many of the design family people from the India Design Project, they shared the same thing. That people say that product design or graphic design or textile design are the design disciplines which you should go for. But now I'm feeling like, you know, there's no limit of any type of design discipline growing bigger and bigger. So do not go with what people say. If some kid likes to be a ceramic designer or likes to be a textile designer or likes to be anything, exhibition design student, I mean, they should do exactly what they feel like. And parents should know that there is nothing. And this again comes from the coaching. Coaching people say, if you do not get into product, textile and graphics, then your son and daughter will not have good, you know, life.
Paying jobs,
you
know,
yeah,
and
good
all
paying
that,
jobs
yeah.
and good, will not have a good life.
Yeah.
But I want to tell those parents, and it's something that we realized through, you know, seeing our alumni and people working in an industry, there's no no barrier as such. And coaching should stop doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually scare parents
so much. They do.
And every time I hear these stories, what I heard that day at Chaigate, it reminds me again and again of maybe an imaginary scenario if instead of these parents, if we had our parents
you know,
like my dad asking you know, a coaching guy that if my son doesn't get into product design or if I didn't, you know, he doesn't get into textile design, you know, like, is there a point of, you know, him
doing
getting,
it at all?
Getting into it at all. So,
then if not the coaching institutes giving out information, I feel like that is also a response to something that is not happening from the college's end. I feel like any kind of miscommunication, and I express this even through my message, that any kind of miscommunication that happens amongst the parents, students, prospective students, and the coaching institute, it's a result of something that has been neglected by the
I
design institutes itself.
I totally agree.
And they shouldn't, like, just shug it off and be like, ah, whatever.
I totally agree.
And the weird thing is, in the defense of the design colleges, they would say that, you know what, we have, like, a design event that happens in these very expensive hotels and all these colleges come, they have their stalls and their pop-up stores and all that. And there they give this information, to which I would say that their timing is so off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I went to this kind of a place jab board exam chal rahe the, like, which parents, which prospective students would go and attend this kind of an event,
but
take
do.
Out time. But
they
do.
But they do.
But a lot of people don't.
And they pay good amount of money to get into those hotels.
Yes.
Because there's an entrance fee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, And then what happens is, then my issue is with the people who are standing behind that stall. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the people standing behind that stall, in my opinion, should be students, alumni from that college,
I totally agree.
Who have been through that process and can actually give you the answers on point to the parents who they have questions. And kaun khada hota hai wahan pe? Sales people. Ki humare itte paise ka, ye package le lo, ye kar lo, ye kar. I'm like, dude, no, this is not what,
Isha, what I want to ask. You should see them not as the colleges.
Yeah.
We are talking about the private universities, a lot of private universities.
Yes.
See, private universities showcase, most of the private universities, some are really good, but most of them showcase themselves as, you know, like you will enter their booth and you will not see anything negative.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you send your son and daughter to us,
we'll
transform the, you know, him or her into like, you know, Iron Man.
Yes.
Or like, you know, Avenger or something, and suddenly design Avenger.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and something like this. And he doesn't even have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, he'll come to our campus
and... Aa jao. Your golden seat hai. This is shiny thing. Here you go. You want to buy it?
Bilkul. Aap aa jao aur usko hum aise kar denge.
Yeah.
But you actually raised a very important point that the fault started by the colleges itself.
Yeah.
First thing that we discussed before, there should be a combined entrance exam for all the design colleges across India. Doesn't matter if it's a government or private.
Yeah.
That is first thing. Second thing, I think we have a design council now. The way we have Council of Architecture, which has norms. I think that type of thing, filtering, that needs to be done for design colleges that we get the genuine good colleges. And third thing, such an organization like Design Council of India, like, you know, or like, say, for example, NIDs or IITs, they should be the one, or their faculty should be the one to judge. You know,
the senior
faculties of these colleges should be the one judging and creating a list or ranking of the private universities.
Yeah.
They are much more trustworthy people than, you know,
The experience.
Experience.
They know what's coming ahead. They've seen what's happened. Yeah. But the funny thing is, you know what I was just thinking? The only place I can get proper information, if NID is in Ahmedabad and I'm sitting in Kerala, the only place I can get information is their website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's so impersonal.
Yeah.
And where do I ask all these questions? Yeah? Like, I have more questions. What do I do?
I think
coaching institute ke paas hi jaungi na. Then
I
what
think,
option
I think
do
you're,
I have?
You're right. You know, but the point is, the good thing is that this generation is realizing that thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, you know, me and you are sitting here doing this podcast. But it's not just us. The amount of replies that we got for the last week's answer for factors which should be, you know, taken care of before, you know, joining any design college, they're like hundreds. And suddenly I see there is an influx of people who want to participate, who want to be a part of this thing where they can help people.
Yes.
And now with these platforms coming up, I'm actually thinking that we'll compile the answers as a checklist.
Yeah.
So, you know, parents, while going through a college, could go through that checklist because it's funny. It's really funny. The way the private colleges actually showcase themselves. Some of them showcase their hoardings, saying that you could join our college and at least 6 lakh ka package milega. You know, as a poster laga hua hai. 3 lakh ka package milega. Now, where this university is failing is to tell the parents and us, you know, the current designers or the alumni or the design family of India, that we are capable of giving you an honest and good designer.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, putting a carrot ki aap aajao, 3 lakh ka hum placement denge.
Yeah.
Coachings are even more funnier.
Yeah.
I went to Jaipur. And this is the funniest incident in this whole chapter. So I went to Jaipur. We went for a government project discussion. And I was waiting outside to meet a friend of mine. And suddenly I saw a coaching center.
Yeah.
A design coaching center. And it had like a lot of shosha written outside. So I wanted to check what exactly it is. So I just went inside as a, you know, as an elder brother. And I'm from some different background, engineering background. And all my family's from engineers. And my little sister wants to be a designer.
Yeah.
And she's gone mad.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and I don't think it's a future.
Yeah.
So what shall we do?
Yeah.
This is the whole layout. And that's how I entered. I entered this coaching center. And what do I see is there is, and Vistas Manekshaw. was my roommate at NID. He was a product designer working with Samsung. He got a good placement and his picture was there on newspapers that this much placement is got by NID student something, something at that time.
Yeah.
And that paper cutting was like scanned and framed on a big scale like this big. You know, NID student gets this much of package. So even without Vistas knowing it, you know, I mean, he was kind of like, you know,
a mini celebrity.
Mini celebrity.
He became the carrot.
He became. So, and then suddenly I was like, I started talking to these guys, and they are like, and they had certain other pictures also. And these things happen. I'm not saying these are lies. These are achievements which we are proud of. But the point is, these are like some things that happen. Like few students, but majority has a particular spectrum. Ki itne mein se itna milega. But they showcase the highest possible thing. So I sat with the person. And I told him the story that my sister to pagal ho gayi hai, design karna chahti hai, koi future nahi hai usme, theek hai. And he's explaining me. And trust me, even after studying from NID, even after like knowing that that guy is my
batchmate
and my this thing, the way these guys were talking to me, I was convinced. That's they were crazy. Like, ki aap bhejo, aray, nahi, aapko kya pata hai. IIM में देखो IIM का भी 25 लाख 30 लाख जाता है पैकेज NID वालों को 37 लाख मिल रहा है.
Who initiated the money?
No, I actually started with whether design should be done because engineering or law करेगी या मायो करेगी तो ज़्यादा अच्छा रहेगा फ्यूचर में. They like अरे नहीं नहीं डिज़ाइन जो है वो नई चीज़ है और अभी एक बार आप भेज दो और NID में हो गया या फिर IDC में हो गया फिर तो लाइफ सेटल है फिर तो सीधे विदेश फिर तो कोई मतलब उसको रोक ही नहीं सकता है. तो वाज लाइक अच्छा देन दे वाला एक पैकेज जो होगा पैकेज भी उनको देखो एंड IIM को देख लो आप पूछ लो IIM में 30 लाख 35 लाख मिलते हैं बच्चों को. NID का पोस्टर लगा देखिए आप लोग ये 3-4 बच्चे हैं इनको 1 करोड़ का मिला इनको 4 लाख का मिला 40 लाख का मिला इनको उसका मिला. तो आई वॉज एक्चुअली लिसनिंग टू देम देन आई हैड अ वॉक अलॉन्ग विद द जेंटलमैन in the and there's a lady also so she also came along. She's like hello how can we help you and I saw the whole studio. Now I can see how these guys are making portfolio and how they're teaching. So say for example you're the teacher and I'm the student and they're coaching. I'm trying to sketch but I'm not able to sketch, so you'll take the sheet and you'll sketch on my behalf, okay? And it's in the painting side of the classroom. Student is not able to paint. The teacher takes the canvas and paints. Once these students go back to their home with these sheets, the parents get a feel that ye hamare bachcho ne kiya hai. Okay. And at the same time, they ask, hum portfolio banwa denge, sab kuch kar denge. Aur aap bas aisa hai ki aap bhijwa do. Aur aisa hai. But lekin ye hai ki difficult bahut hai. Difficult bahut zyada hai. Agar aap nahi karo, apne matlab hamare nahi bhejoge. Hamara success rate dekho aap. Theek hai, nahi bhejoge to NID mein nahi hoega. Ya fir IDC mein nahi hoega. Now suddenly they started infusing the fear. You know, ki hamare paas bhejna hai. And then the fees. 2 lakh, 3 lakh, 5 lakh, 2 saal ka, 6 lakh. Now, I don't think, you know, you need to pay any type of money to any coaching institute to get into any proper design institute.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, NID and all the design institute, they teach you the basics. But they just want to see, you know, whether you can think out of the box or not. And we have very good set of entrance exam. And they keep changing it, you know, keep upgrading it. And they keep sharing those older question papers also on website. So none of the parents actually need to waste that much of amount of money. But I understand if somebody tells you that your liver is almost gone and you need to change it, you know,
like, yeah, change it.
Yeah, change it and let me live.
Yeah.
So it's like that. So I think that needs to stop.
So what I was saying was that ye to chalo theek hai, unhone bol diya coaching institute ne banwa liya portfolio jo bhi hai. But the end result is the person who is sitting behind the desk and evaluating these portfolios, unko nahi pata ki coaching institute se kya aaya hai aur kaun sa nahi aaya hai. To unka level to itna high hota hai versus someone who doesn't go to a coaching institute and they have this raw nice portfolio. So that's kind of unfair, no? Like,
see, the point is, it's exactly like, you know, I mean, I actually feel that in any interviews, actually knowing the faculties at different design colleges, design faculties across different design colleges, I actually feel that please do not, either the prospective students or the current students, do not take faculties as somebody who are like aliens or different. Even if you're going for an interview, just understand they're like family. You know, so it's like, you know, if I'm lying, you know, even now or when I was a kid, you know, your parents catch it like, you know, in seconds. Now those people who are sitting behind the table taking your interview have much more experience than our age. You know, so I, that's exactly how it is. Like people who have experience for like 30 years, 35 years, they're taking your interview and, you know, they can actually see sheets. It's very easy. It's very easy. Even with the fonts, like graphic design faculties, senior most faculties, they have shared, you know, that we just see a set of fonts designed in a certain layout and we see a pattern, you know, how it is it is done. And then we see three portfolios and we realize that these three are done by the same person.
Same person,
you know. So I mean, they are maestros. That's why they are like seniors. They are alumni, you know. So they have been kept there for a reason. Not me, not you. You know, we might not be able to right now, but hopefully in the future, but not now. So they, when they share this thing that students are coming, you know, with false portfolio, and they also share parallelly that they understand that this is not something they do in the sense of escaping most of the time or getting an easy entrance. They generally end up doing this because of the fear that they will not be accepted for what they are. So if they are weak in sketching, coaching center says that, you see, coaching centers tell them to actually, you know, have good sketches done by some master sketch person to showcase. You don't need it. You need to have flaws. You know, I mean, you don't need to showcase yourself as, you know, you're flawless. You are master in colors, masters in sketching. Then why you're coming to a campus?
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's
it's actually creating a scene which is way against the ideology of design. You know, like, I mean, I do not know much about ideology of design and I should not be saying some, you know, high funda stuff. But what I read from the maestro's book, you know, from the great teachers, you know, like great writers and authors in design, you know, it has to be free. It has to be creative. It has to come, you know, it has to be spontaneous. It has to come from within you with the experience of your surrounding. You know, with the experience of understanding the people around you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how you have to generate things. It won't come if I actually tell you that, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 and you have to create a 4 and then only you'll get into a design college. And it's killing it. Like 10 plus 2 students are actually going to coaching classes for 2 hours, 3 hours to get into design college.
Yeah, I did that. I was like, I mean, for 2 years.
No, I did it for IIT, you know.
Yeah.
And I was pissed off that, you know, that I mean, I cannot work as hard as other people can.
Yeah.
You know, and I was not that intelligent as, you know, other, you know, people who got into an IITs also. But it actually drained my energy from doing something else also.
Yeah.
I could not even think because there was so much of pressure, not by parents, thankfully from my parents, but the society itself, you know, that oh, you're not going to that coaching center, change your coaching center, you know,
you'll see results.
Yes, you see the result. You know, if you're weak in chemistry, go to that professor. He teaches you better. But why should I go to any place, you know? So that's another different discussion on school education. But this fear of, you know, you'll not be able to do it until unless you have us, can be killed and can only be killed by, you know, proper infrastructure, proper framework created by design council and different design colleges coming together, honestly, including private. I know this will be of less benefit to them, you know, but if they really want to create genuine, honest designers, you know, they need to stop, you know,
they need to stop somewhere. Feel like it's just the beginning. Wo jo initial investment wali baat hoti hai na, ki aap initially like have a nice stringent system, and what you will get, the alumni you get will be fantastic, but you have to wait for like four years or something like that for that. But okay, now that we have discussed our concerns, or itne sare concerns hai, now what do you think will be the way forward from here? Like, what are the possibilities and the probabilities that we as professionals of maybe of not design, but surrounding design professions, like, how can we help prospective students and their parents?
Actually, we have a platform, Association of Designers of India, and that is something which is quite prominent, which is now opening in different cities across India, and that includes alumni and designers from different colleges, not just by one or two particular colleges. And that's a good association. So maybe, you know, through ADI, we can have a certain set of awareness month or awareness sessions before the entrance exams. That can be one thing which I can see. Second thing, there should be a combined entrance exam, which will actually help students to be a little less in chaos and pressure. They prepare for one exam to get into all the exams. Private universities needs to accept this thing. Also, I think the design council needs to create a certain framework of student to teacher ratio, teacher to student ratio, because many of the design schools, they are actually taking thousands and thousands of foundation students when they have faculties for just, say, 100 or 200.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, we need to create framework with design council. Yeah. But these are something that we are expecting from the higher authorities.
Yeah.
As individuals, I think what we can do is we can open up different channels, not just like one or two, but we need a lot of channels. India is such a huge country.
Yeah,
you know, we have place for Chai Gate also. We have place for
Good for Construction
podcast also. We have place for so many things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it cannot happen like just by me, just by you. You know, we have to have a fabric that covers with information, the right information.
Yeah.
You know, giving right information at right time to people.
Yeah.
And we can do it individually. I mean, we are very strong doing that. You know, we can do that.
I'm sure. I mean, social media is such a great driving force, and if it can connect you and me, then I'm
I think it's rare, because in social media, when I'm going through Instagram itself and I follow certain hashtags, suddenly I see there's such a false propaganda. Very few places. I mean, the coaching, not just the coaching centers, even like people, you know, the hidden agendas, you know, and creating false information. Sometimes the agenda is not just to, you know, highlight something. The agenda is to demean something as well. You know, so this way, you know, you do not actually understand. So knowing what is the right channel, and now it's our duty as a design family to put that channel easily available to the future, like students and their parents. You know, that is a responsibility which goes beyond our daily jobs, our daily money, you know, making, you know, thought process. And if we want our design family to grow better, stronger and healthier, and do not accuse, you know, the future one saying that, you know, you screwed up everything. You know, it is the time that we take a stand.
We kind of do it like an intervention and be like,
we have to do it.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
Cool.
I'm just hoping that by the end of this week, we come up with a checklist. Which can be used by parents. While going through, while selecting a good college. And I'm looking forward to collaborate with some good graphic designers. I want this checklist to be like a one page, very funky, you know, easy to use kind of a thing. They can download it from the chaige.co. That's our blog. And looking forward to it.
All right. I think on that note, we can wrap this up. And in the hope that our listeners will take forth this conversation and act on it and, you know, do the needful, basically. Guys, like whoever alumni you are, get in touch with your colleges and, you know, go help out the kids. Take an hour out, take 2 hours out in the week, can be easily done. Guide them in the right direction.
Go to schools.
Why not?
You know, I think if we all can actually fix one or two schools also that we can go and share, I mean, that'll be wonderful.
That'll be amazing. You know, like, really, you'll be hitting the nail on the head.
That will save so much of pressure,
you know,
from, you know, parents and their savings. With them from the trouble. I mean, that will be kind of the enlightenment for us. You know, I will feel better.
And become independent, you know, become independent sooner. Cool. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening in. And I hope you have a lot of questions and you had fun listening to this. So if you have any questions, Ishan is there. His blog is called Chai Gate and Co. He has a wonderful Instagram page that you can look up and just look for him, look for his company, look for Chai Gate, and you'll have most of your questions answered. I think you'll find answers to most of your questions. I'm there, so you guys can like message me on Instagram. All my details are there, so just throw your questions at us and, you know, we'll be really happy to answer.
We're here for you.
So, all right, thank you, have a nice week, and wait up for season 2. We have some really exciting content coming up. The theme for season 2 is alternative careers after architecture, so we will see you very, very soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.